This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You're going to tell me when this press conference begins, correct?
Correct.
And we will throw it. Buzz Williams about to be introduced as Maryland's new basketball coach. The second time Maryland's gone through the introduction of a new basketball coach in three seasons. And Buzz Williams is the guy. I'll give you guys a chance to weigh in, Maryland fans, after we, you know, carry some of this press conference live. In the meantime, as we wait for it to begin, I know you're not following this. I know it has created some betting opportunities, but this crown tournament out in Las Vegas, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, 16 teams are playing in a college basketball tournament called the Crown. All of the games are in Vegas. There were four round of 16 games on Monday night, four last night. The quarterfinal games begin tonight. Georgetown's playing. You know, Ed Cooley in Georgetown. You know, Ed Cooley's exit, by the way, from Providence wasn't the smoothest of all time. Thinking about unsmooth exits. But Georgetown won their first round game. They're an 8.5-point dog tonight against Nebraska. Villanova's in it. Apparently, Willard was interviewed last night during the broadcast. I didn't see it. But that's going on. I didn't even know about it until this weekend. Had no idea. There is a mock two-round draft out this morning on ESPN.com. Field Yates put it out there. And he's got Washington selecting at number 29 overall. Nick Emmanuori, he's a safety for South Carolina. He ran 4.38 at the combine at 6'3 and 220 pounds. Does that sound familiar?
Sounds a little familiar for the guy whose birthday was actually yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Sean Taylor, born on April Fool's, but he was anything but a fool.
4.38 at 220 and 6'3? That's moving. I asked you, I said, is that the guy that was single digit? I think he wore number 9 at South Carolina. Big, I mean, athletic dude. That would be strange if it were safety, but, you know, best player available is the way they're going to go unless the best player available is a quarterback, which it won't be at 29 overall. They'll obviously also try to trade back, I would assume, to pick up more picks, the picks that they have sent to the teams to get in order, Marshawn Lattimore, Deebo Samuel, and Laramie Tunsil. In the second round, Field Yates has Washington trading at 61 so that the Saints can get a quarterback, Will Howard. Do you think Will Howard is a night two pick?
I don't know that I would use a night two pick on Will Howard, but I have been wrong in the past. I'm going to cut you off here, Kevin. We got Buzz Williams at the podium now.
Let's go to Buzz Williams, introductory press conference.
Claps for a coach. So I appreciate you guys being nice to me. I'm humbled. I'm really thankful. And I want to go a little slower than I normally do because I want to make sure that I articulate all of the emotions that have transpired over the last 48 hours. Dr. Pines, Colleen, Coach Williams, all of the departmental staff members, other coaches, distinguished alums, the people that I know, the people that I don't know. I appreciate you taking time to be here. You guys have heard this before. Life is often measured in time. But it's remembered in moments. And so, in a genuine way, in an humble way, I am grateful that my family has an opportunity to be a part of this moment. And I know Colleen's already introduced them, but I've spent most of my adult life studying greats like Coach, watching every press conference like this, every post-game press conference, reading every newspaper article when that was important. I've studied coaches my whole life, not ever thinking that my name would be in that mix, nor am I deserving. But part of what has happened over the last 25 years that I've been married, press conferences by my wife are judged relative to the timeline of when the coach introduces their wife. So I may fail the rest of this 7 minutes. I'm not going to fail on this time. I was married June the 10th, 2000. This is my wife, Corey. We will have been married 25 years. We have four children. Zira is just graduated from James Madison and works in the Ministry of Young Life in Virginia. Calvin is a senior in college at Texas A&M. It's potentially likely that he could graduate with a college diploma from Texas A&M. In June, Mason is a freshman in college playing Division III basketball at East Texas Baptist University. If you haven't heard of it, it's in Texas, in East Texas. And Addison is our youngest. She's a sophomore in high school. And so we moved plane, trains, automobiles, and had a couple of boats involved for all of us to be here since this all went down. So thank you guys for giving us this moment to remember the rest of our life. It's you guys know differing pieces and differing levels of this, and everybody has different opinions on what's right, what's wrong, what it should be like. But it's known that everything has changed. And I'm not talking about who now sits in this seat, just talking about the business of college athletics. It has been rapid change at a rate that none of us have ever seen, whether we were once in it or currently in it. And I think change is going to stay. That's the one thing that is constant, is change. But one thing that we've tried to focus on wherever we have been on are the things that don't change. And most of us, if not all of us, know the value of being on a team. And how team, whether it's basketball, whether it's football with Coach Laxley, whether it's women's basketball with Coach Freeze, being on a team, there's something that doesn't change. There's something that's life-changing about being on a team. And so to have the opportunity to be on this team means the world to me, but I also understand the magnitude and the mantle that it is to be the steward of that team. And I do not take any portion of it on the floor, off the floor, in any sort of arrogant way. Teams change us. Teams grow us up. We have to learn how to be a great teammate. We have to learn how to help win. And there's different measurements on winning. It's easy to figure it out when there's a scoreboard, but not everything in life has a scoreboard. And everybody believes winning is a little different as it relates to when there's not one. But we all know that being on a team grows us up. Being on a team helps flush out selfishness. Being on a team helps us to learn how to lead ourselves and lead others better. And so of all of the change that's happening in college athletics, some of which we have good things to say, some of which we may have differing thoughts on, we can spend ad nauseum time on that. But to talk about what has been created for all of the teams we've been on, those are some of the fondest memories we ever have had. And so teams can be a basketball team. Team can be men's basketball within the athletic department. Teams can be men's basketball within this institution. This team relative to this state. There's a lot of lenses, in my opinion, in how you can view a team. And as best I can understand, as of this moment in time, whatever it's been, 4.5 hours since I've been on this campus, I understand the magnitude and the responsibility that comes with it. And I can assure you that from the intent of my heart and the best way that I can, we'll represent all of those teams in a way that will be honoring and respectful and show great reverence to the former players, the former coaches, the things that have been created. Nor do I think that it's because that's how I got the job. I am not deserving of any of those things that Colleen mentioned, but I have great care and love for all of the former players, all of the former coaches, all of the former administrators, all the former presidents, all the former ADs, all the former donors, all of those teams that I was able to be a part of. I also want to honor them because I know that that's what led to this moment for my family. And to have an ego and think that...
You're listening to the introductory press conference, Buzz Williams making his opening remarks out in College Park.
...this program in the right way. And so it's a delicate act on how to be honoring and respectful of what has been created and show respect to those teams, while at the same time, I know the teams that I have been a part of and those young men and women that have given their best to allow those teams to maybe be overachievers and win on the scoreboard in the arena, but also win on the scoreboard when there's not a scoreboard. And so all I can tell you is I understand. And all I can give to you is not the word culture that everybody says, not how are we going to play. I understand all of that. And I'm not even trying to dismiss the importance of all of that. But I think what's important is for you to know that anybody associated with the team that we'll be a part of now will give their best. And we'll give our best from early in the morning until we can't go anymore. And all of us will have an insatiable desire to figure out how to change our best. Because staying status quo, we know, is never good enough. And so we'll give our best, and we need every opportunity for our newest team to learn about the former teams. And we need to develop growth and trust and life-changing relationships on the new team so we can be the best team. And I understand that there are a lot of positions on a team, and I've kind of got lost in all of the new titles in athletic administration. And I've gotten lost in all of the new titles even on my staff that I don't know what they're called anymore. But I do know that regardless of what you're called, whether you came here as a freshman, whether you came here from the portal, whether you're the director or the deputy or the starter or the sub, you have a role on the team. And we want to do our best to play a role on the team represented in this arena, represented on this campus, represented in this department, represented in this institution. And of all of the boring press conferences that you've listened to, all I can tell you is I'll try real hard. And the intent of my heart will not be selfish. And the intent of my heart will be to be the best that we can be to represent all of the teams. And so thanks for changing the itinerary of your day. Thanks for caring about the program. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And thank you for allowing us to have a seat on Team Bus One on what this new team is going to be, and feeling as though what we believe in allows the next team to grow and be our best. Thank you guys very much.
All right, that was Buzz Williams, the introductory press conference. It looks like he's walking off stage without any questions. That's an odd, unless they're going to come back to questions for President Pines and the current athletic director, Colleen Sorum. So there you go. Buzz Williams, introductory remarks. I mean, some really good opening remarks, especially in talking about his family. Really funny sense of humor in talking about the one son who's a D3 college basketball player at East Baptist Texas University. Said, if you haven't heard of it, it's in Texas and it's in East Texas. But lots of, you know, team platitude kind of talking stuff, but excellent communicator, seems to have a sense of humor. All behind you here for people like me who are, you know, lifelong Terps. All right, if you want to weigh in on Maryland's new hire, Buzz Williams, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. Do you like the hire? Don't you like the hire? Why not? Your chance to weigh in. We'll take calls next.